What is good, man?
Did you hear about Tom Brady? He retired?
I did.
What do you think? What do you think about that?
First of all, respect to the GOAT.
Okay, okay.
And you know, for the people who don't know, I am a diehard Giants fan. The New York football Giants. Go Giants, baby. To the day I die.
The Giants.
Eli Manning, John. Tom Brady's daddy. However.
You owe us two Super Bowls. That catch on the helmet, that's not legal. I swear to me, that's not legal.
We did that.
You know, why when Tom Brady wins, he gets investigated, but y'all didn't get investigated for y'all two chips. Like, y'all was not supposed to beat us.
Because he had a reason to be invested. I didn't even get to speak highly about Tom Brady before you go throwing it in. I'm sorry.
As if you can't tell, I'm a Tom Brady fan. He knows this. I hate the Giants because you stole Super Bowls from us. Go ahead.
Two of them. Anyways, I respect that man so much.
Yes.
Because growing up, I couldn't stand him. Even when we won, I couldn't stand him.
Wait, why?
Well, first of all, I'm originally from New York.
Okay.
So the whole New York Boston rivalry.
That's true. Okay.
Didn't like that. And then I was just so tired of him winning. He was always winning. Like, every time I go turn on TV, he winning. Every time.
Okay.
But
so you didn't like him, but you respected him.
I respected him.
Okay. All right. At least you can respect some things. at least you can recognize greatness. Some people can't.
It wasn't until probably a few years ago where, he's kind of like, he was never really on a decline, but he was getting older, and then you're like, damn, he ain't gonna be in the league much longer.
Because some people would knock his greatness and be like, oh, it was luck. Like, you can't get lucky winning seven Super Bowls.
I ain't gonna hold you. I'm one of those people who feel like, what? And I hate to talk bad because, you know, like I say, he's the GOAT. I witnessed greatness my whole career.
Seven.
My whole life.
Seven Super Bowls.
Here's the thing.
Luck. You were the second to last draft pick and you win seven Super Bowls. That's luck.
Not luck. It was just everything came together. Don't get me wrong. Worst ethic. Taking care of the body. I respect that.
Go on.
But one Super Bowl that bothers me to this day.
What?
Versus the Atlanta Falcons.
That was greatness.
When they were up 28-3. Hold on.
Here we go.
It was greatness.
Mm-hmm.
It was greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're the Falcons, all you have to do for... Oh, shit. My bad. The speaker just turned out. Anyways, if you're the Falcons, all you have to do is hold the ball. Even if you go 3-and-out, hold the ball for a quarter and a half.
I mean, you got a whole half. You can't just hold the ball.
Like, don't get me wrong. Tom Brady was coming back scoring on offense.
And the defense was playing really good defense.
But they just giving the ball right back to him, letting 30 seconds go by, give it right back. 30 seconds go by, give it right back. Come on, man.
Okay. I'll give you this. The Falcons lost that game. It wasn't like New England won it.
I felt like that was the only one I felt like it was more of the Falcons gave that to them. I do respect it because he still had to play, but I feel like the Falcons gave him that one.
Yeah, as a Tom Brady fan, I can admit that. Like, we didn't win that game. Like, Falcons lost that game. They clearly lost that game.
That was terrible. That was the only one that was questionable. But
what do you think about the Seahawks one?
That's another one. They lost it. But it was a good game the whole time. So
true.
To even get to that point, I definitely respect both teams. But it's like, bro, you're just trying to let this man win at this point. Come on, man. I witnessed this too many times.
I mean, I respect it. I think it's a fantastic story. Like I said,
I mean, it's literally the most perfect story I think the NFL will ever have.
I mean, seven Super Bowls.
Like, it can't be any more perfect than that. So that's why I said it was my whole childhood. Got to witness greatness, so I respect it.
Speaking of the Super Bowl is coming up.
It is.
Who do you have winning?
All right, so this is actually an interesting one for me because, you know, I'm an Odell fan.
That is true. Okay.
That's my fucking dog. Odell, if you see this, I love you, bro. I love you like girls love Rihanna. I love you, bro. I love you, man, bro.
Shout out to him. As a
Giants fan, I really want him to win one. And the Super Bowl is in L.A., so it's kind of like...
That's a good storyline because they kind of counted him out too when he got injured.
Facts.
And he came back. Respect to you, bro, really.
However, the Bengals have sucked for a long, 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 long time. A long time.
Oh, true.
And for Joe Burrow to come in, that man killing it. That man is killing it.
That is
true. He's knocking everybody off. That is
true. He's surprising everybody, so.
I'm going to go with the Rams because Joe Burrow, Jamar Chase, the whole team, they young, so they got time.
True. I got the Rams, too. But I'm really only going because of Odell.
I got to see Odell, what, 29 to 30, 29?
I got to support a light skin. I'm going to just be honest. I'm going to keep it just that simple.
Ultimate light skin. Ultimate light skin in the building.
I got to support him. Why not?
I respect it. It's cool. It's cool.
And the comeback, you know. You got injured. I got to support him.
But I'm definitely say Rams. I want to see them win it in L.A. I'm trying to see my dog Odell. All right. But, yeah, man, you know I always got to come out with the outro. Yes. This is Can I Vibe With Y'all, where we find the vibes. I'm sorry. Let me do that again.
Go ahead.
Because this is Can I Vibe With Y'all.
Can I Vibe With
Y'all. Where we be vibing.
Vibing.
And you be catching a vibe.
And you be catching a vibe.
And then you can find us on Apple.
Mm.
On Spotify.
Spotify.
On Twitter. TikTok, Instagram. Did I say TikTok? I did. TikTok, Google, iHeartRadio, Stitcher.
Are we missing anything?
Your friend's Instagram page.
Mm, yep.
Your mama and your daddy's Instagram page.
Yeah, they follow us.
Your girlfriend's TikTok.
Did you say TikTok?
I did.
Okay.
Now I said your girlfriend's TikTok. But yeah, go check us out, man. We all over. But yeah, again, it's your boy Kaz. Follow the IG, CAZ_0.
And again, you already know it's your boy Chris, IG Mathis 023.
Sir, and we out of here. Yeah.